Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball towards left. Falk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Falk. Fonseca moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamieson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redfern moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Redfern moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redfern scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. One out. Sam Langford pinch hits for Ed Morgan. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Langford now playing center field. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Uhl, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhl is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uhl bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 3 in the game. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Harry McCurdy now catching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive to center field. Metzler throws towards Sissel. Sissel fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sissel. Uhel moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Langford scores. It's 7-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Connolly. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 4 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball for a double play. Sewell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Sisell reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.